As I mentioned, there are a lot of local folks and organizations and nonprofits and businesses. Some of them already existed. Some of them are just now in the process of being formed that are stepping up their efforts to help people in need through this outbreak. And there are a rapidly increasing number of people in need. One of the communities affected most heavily financially by this outbreak is the local artist community. Katie Murray heads up the Orange County Arts Commission, and she's created a GoFundMe to help local artists here in our area who are currently struggling and likely to continue struggle for some time to come. It's already raised several thousand dollars, and she joins us here now in the studio. Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the state of things with the arts community right now? You've got artists, you've got staff members who work for venues and facilities, and then you've got the businesses and nonprofits and venues themselves. How is everyone coping?
It's a mess. It's a big mess. And actually, I was just thinking about that when you were reading your ad for the Arts Center. You know, the Arts Center is a prime example. They can't have their after-school programs right now. They can't have their performances. They can't have their classes. So they've had to shut down until this passes. And, you know, that means that their staff, you know, they're the largest employer of arts-related staff in the area. They're all without work right now. So many of them are contract workers or part-time seasonal that they don't qualify for unemployment benefits. So they're just, they're in a bad way. And there are so many creative people in this community and artists who, you know, their primary occupation is that of artist, and that could mean dancer, musician, you know, visual artist, and all of them. If that's your primary occupation, then you are essentially out of work right now, because even a visual artist, you know, you still have to have an audience for visual arts too. You have to have an audience to see your work and buy your work or take a class from you. And so this is just, it's really devastating. It's pretty scary.
Who have you spoken to? What are they telling you about how they're managing or not managing, as the case may be?
You know, there's been a lot of posts on social media from different artists that I'm friends with who are saying, you know, I've just had my, you know, sixth gig canceled this week. Indy actually did a really big article today about, you know, interviewing different artists in the Triangle and the thousands and thousands of dollars that they have just seen lost in the last few days from, canceled performances. In my inner circle, I mean, even me personally, I've had to cancel a few events that we had coming up, and that's me having to notify these artists and say, I'm so sorry, you know, I can do what I can to maybe pay you a deposit now, and when we reschedule, we can, you know, pay the rest then, but it's bad.
Yeah. Speaking with Katie Murray again, Orange County Arts Commission, artsorange.org, by the way, is their website if you want to find out more information. And you have recently started a GoFundMe page to support the arts community here locally, and it's doing quite well. Every time I refresh the page, it's raising more. So, yeah.
I think it's catching on. I think word's getting out, and, you know, thanks to folks like you, more and more people are finding out about it. It's been mentioned in a few articles here in the last couple days. So, yeah.
So how will it work? When the money's raised, where will it go?
So how it will work? First of all, it's kind of weird that I had to set up a personal GoFundMe page, but as an entity of Orange County, we're a little weird. You know, we are not a 501c3 nonprofit, so we don't have a mechanism in place to collect donations in that sense. So, and we're in the process of getting there. We're developing a nonprofit arm, and this whole situation is a prime example of why we need that, so that we can, you know, help the community as a whole in times of crisis like this. Mm-hmm. So I set up this personal GoFundMe page. As people contribute, we're figuring out right now how to basically get it into the donations account of the Arts Commission, and 100% of everything anybody donates will then go right back out. We're going to have an application process, which I'm hoping should be on our website, hopefully tomorrow. And artists can apply, organizations can apply. There'll be, you know, a little bit different criteria depending on which category they fall in. But basically, we're just going to, you know, ask them what their financial impact's been, and, you know, get some demographic information. And if we determine that they qualify for funding, then we're going to start getting these grants out as quickly as possible. Now, we are a county entity, so quickly as possible sometimes means a little bit longer than other organizations. But, you know, everybody with the county that I've talked to about this is great, and they realize the need is there. So we're all trying to figure out how to be nimble.
And again, there's a couple different ways that you can get to the GoFundMe page. The Orange County Arts Commission's website is artsorange.org. Go there, scroll down just a little bit, and you'll get a link to the Orange County Arts Support Fund. We've also got a link to it on our website, chapelboro.com, page right at the top of the homepage. We've got a link to a list of a bunch of different ways that organizations around the area are working to give back and how you can help. So that's that link is included there. As well. And I'm looking at the Arts Orange page, and you've got the Orange County Arts Support Fund there, and then right next to it is Julius Caesar is opening at Playmakers. Like, I saw that 10 days ago,
and it's so sad.
So much has happened in a week.
I know, yeah. And like people don't think about, like, that's a, you know, prime example. Julius Caesar cannot go on right now.
Right.
And so you've got the lighting crew, you know, you've got obviously the actors, but you've got the staff of Playmakers. You've got, I think most of their ushers are probably students, but, you know, there are paid bartenders. There are so many people that are employed by that one production. And then not to mention, you know, the people, the parking attendant in the parking lot, and even the, you know, the restaurants. I mean, now they're, I think I saw today that they all have to basically shut down on-site service anyway. But, you know, it just, when the arts suffer, it really ripples out into the greater community in so many different ways.
So beyond the GoFundMe, what else can people do to help?
So there's a lot of interesting things that are happening right now in terms of virtual arts happenings. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are free. You know, all these museums are launching these free virtual tours. But a lot of artists are coming up with ways of doing, you know, digital concerts and asking for, you know, a quote admission fee, maybe through a contribution to their whatever fund. You know, I think all of those things, people are trying to get creative with how to supplement their income right now. And I think that we need to support that. We're saving a lot of money by being trapped in our houses and not being able to do any of the fun things. So, you know, take that money that you would have been spending going to the movies and going to see a band at a bar or going to see Julius Caesar and, you know, donate it back, make a contribution to an individual artist or support our many 170 nonprofit arts organizations here in Orange County.
And then structurally, institutionally, beyond what individuals can do to help, what other help is needed from government agencies, federal, state, local, other organizations that are non-governmental? What can organizations and governments do?
Well, I think Orange County is doing an awesome job, and I'm not the person to speak on everything going on with the county right now, but I know that you've had some of my colleagues in here talking about everything they're doing to mobilize around the crisis. And, you know, I think everybody is doing the best they can right now. And I really commend these organizations and businesses that are trying to creatively keep their staff employed. And you know, maybe it means altering people's roles and jobs and having your, you know, waiters turn into your delivery drivers, having your school bus drivers turn into your, you know, food delivery for the students. Yeah, all these things. People are so creative and come up with solutions. And I think when that happens, we just need to support them.
Yeah. And it is remarkable how people are, now that they're at homes, they're turning to creative people to get them through. They're turning to the arts. They're turning to plays and visual arts and music and TV and movies. And all of that is the creative arts industry.
Yes.
It's vital.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it keeps us sane. Can you imagine? I mean, you're here. I've been in my house for the last 3 days with my wonderful husband, but it is nice to be around another human. And if I did not have, you know, Netflix to binge and art and books and all, I mean, everything, music, I mean, I would go insane. And I know I'm not alone.
Anything else that people need to know?
I think that's it. You know, we are not the only fund of this nature. There's one in Durham that has been created by North Star Church of the Arts. I know that a bunch of organizations in Wake County are putting one together that I think is North Carolina wide. It's not just for Wake County artists. So, you know, for your listeners that might not necessarily be here in Orange County, I'm sure that there's a fund where they live.
ArtsOrange.org for more on the Orange County Arts Commission. You can get a link to the GoFundMe there. You can also get a link to the GoFundMe on our website, chapelboro.com. Go to the page right at the top that says COVID-19, how you can help. We've got a link there, and we've also got a link to the North Star fundraiser on that page as well, so you can get that too. Katie Murray, thank you so much for being
with
us today and for all you're doing.
Thank you for having me.